Yes, all decompressed, ready for a very disgusting day of work. Why is that? Don't you have air conditioning in your truck? In this truck, yes. I lost the AC in the Dodge yesterday as I was putting the glorious Gizmo trailer back to its resting place. What happened? What happened? I don't know. I have to investigate. I did pop the hood, and I did notice the high side line, a solid block of ice.
Oh, froze it out, did you?
Well, could be you need to tweak the charge. Yeah, that's what I'm, if I get home in a decent hour, I'll throw the gauges on it, I'll see what it's doing. So, I was not happy. I brought the tower trailer back, on the way from bringing the tower trailer back to its resting place. I got out of the truck, we hook up the comm trailer, and I pull out the SARS fire. I'm like, why is it warm in the truck? Said, no, not now, no. And 2 PPN mobile. Yeah, well, that's what happens. Yeah, I wound up having to do brakes on the Toxic Avenger yesterday morning. When I came back from the boat launch ramp on Saturday afternoon, we went out Saturday evening. And I'm like, why do I hear a grinding noise coming from one of the wheels? So, strangely enough, I thought it was the fronts. I'll swap out the fronts. So, got the pads, blah, 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 pulled the fronts. I'm like, gee, there's still a lot of meat left on these fronts, a lot of meat. Turns out that it was the rears that were worn down. Nice. Well, we had a good field day. They were pulling their hair out in the morning because my boy ZMB wasn't there, neither was I. So I was at my daughter's graduation and I kept getting the text messages. We got a problem with this, we got a problem with that. Oh, man. But all in all, it turned out to be a very good field day. Mr. Dolan was there in the afternoon. He showed back up at 9:30 p.m. Saturday night. And he played radio until 4:45 a.m. Sunday morning. That's when his cell phone rang. And he says, yes, I miss you. I'm leaving in a little bit.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. Stevie and I were trying to find out if you knew whether that cop that got shot in the hand last week was EB's son.
What, the one who got shot in the hand with the domestic call?
Yeah, the one that got shot in the hand trying to protect the lady at that domestic disturbance. His last name is the same as N2EB's, and we were wondering if that was his son, and we couldn't get a hold of you to answer the question.
And what's wrong? Nobody's got EB's number?
Guess not.
If I get a free moment, I will give Mr. EB a call to find out.
Alright, then you can text Stevie or myself and let us know if our fears were justified or not. So where were we last we left off with you being so busy and all last week? Oh, yeah. Outboard had compression. Everything was good. Turned out that it was the carbs. I pulled the first carb off, boiled it, disassembled it, boiled it, cleaned it, blew it out, put it all back together, and I had fire in cylinder number one. Cylinder number two was already running, so I did cylinder number three next, took it out, and had a glorious time on Saturday. Yeah. I'm at the racial line to get over, but the moron next to me decided that he would not let me get over. Wow. Ain't that special?
Let's talk about your problems. Let's talk about my problems.
Yeah. So anyway, you boiled your carburetors with the eggs to make egg salad. And now that thing runs good?
Yeah. The wife was yelling and screaming because I was using her Califon pot. You know, the gravy pot. But, she got over it.
As long as you didn't use the Edema bag hose to siphon the fuel out.
No, I used the turkey baster yesterday to suck brake fluid out of the master on the Toxic Avenger when I was compressing the calipers, because I had to add fluid not too long ago because the little light came on. Should have been my first indication that the brakes were going to need to get done soon.
At least you had fun this weekend. I can't really make it in on the 375 for some reason. I couldn't get through to you guys.
Making it fine.
I'm on the 850, too far east to really make it that well, but I'm making it nonetheless.
Still sound 1,000% better than some people who live in Bayville who get on the radio when they can't even make the repeater.
You know, I had to pick up a whole bunch of fencing. So I go, Rich always likes my stories. So I go pick up all this fencing and I have it on my trailer. Yeah, I'm driving home and the fence shifted a little bit and it pushed the wheel well into the tire of the trailer and it popped the tire. So I decided, well, you know what, I'm 3 exits from home. I'm going. And I just figured I'd drag it. So I dragged it, I pull over, I look at it, the rim is completely flat. I continue dragging it. And when I got off my exit, it was leaning too much, so I said, you know what, I'm going to stop. I dragged that thing. Well, I didn't care, the trailer was old, it was on its last leg anyway. But I dragged it, the leaf spring is gone, and the axle, it had a 1-inch solid axle. All that's left of it, for an inch and a quarter axle, is like 1 foot from the other wheel, and it goes into the ground, and it looks like somebody cut it off on a 45-degree angle. From, I cannot believe how much it wore out. I mean, everything was gone. There were no leaf springs. Half the trailer was worn out where it was touching the ground. It was pretty funny. I just couldn't believe how much wore out.
Only you would do something like that, Kramer.
That's true. Well, you know, I was inside of the trailer anyway. It was on its last leg. And I beat that trailer off pretty badly. And then I had people at the house, you know, putting up the fence. So they were almost at a standstill. So I said, I got to get this home anyway. And the truck wasn't running right, of course, as usual. So I did end up getting the truck started and going back and loading it onto the truck and then getting back to the house after 3 or 4 trips.
What did you do? Take the plates off the trailer and just leave it by the side of the road?
There weren't even plates on it. I never even registered. I bought it for $75 a few years ago. And I overloaded it and bent the axle, and I had a spare axle, so I put the heavy duty axle on it. But it was just, you know what, I was just getting old.
When you get old, can we drag you behind your truck and grind you down to a nub?
I'm sure my wife will. You know, it was one of those trailers that you could get at, probably, you know, Harbor Freight. You could get it, if you get the little 20% off coupon, you get it for $200. You know, it wasn't worth it anymore at that point. So you could bother trying to fix it. That's why I just picked it. I just wanted to get home. Because by the time you get an axle, you know, and the tire kit, you know, you'll be in the $200 mark almost. It wasn't worth it.
You think they're, Johnny? And speak again. 33-3, only Greg would do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I'm just pulling up over here to my crippled machine in the lovely, lovely borough of Brooklyn. Look at all these electricians standing here looking at me with excitement that I'm here to fix their machine. There's so many electricians there at 6 minutes after 6 in the morning. Transit job. It's be a non-union job. Right up Kramer's alley.
Now, this morning I'm actually doing something you wouldn't like. You know, we have the hardener or whatever you call it for the bonder that we put in the road. And I had my apprentice load up the bondo. Well, he didn't load the hardener. The stupid case, the hardener. So now we're taking the truck. Tomorrow, the day after, it's going to end up in Southampton. As for now, it's in Holbrook. We're normally based out of Hicksville. So he didn't take the hardener. I noticed it yesterday. So, I mean, not yesterday, Friday. So I said, oh my God, I figured over the weekend sometime I would be near the Hicksville area, but I wasn't, I was too busy. So I'm heading over to Hicksville to get the hardener because I don't want to have to tell my boss that the hardener was left out. You know, when we were supposed to load the truck for the job. So I'm doing that on my own time.
I'm just speechless.
Yeah, but it was kind of, you know, it was my mistake. I should have double-checked the apprentice. And, you know, all I'm going to have to do is admit that I left this stupid thing out. You know, and so at some point today, we would need the hardener. And I would have to tell my supervisor to either go get it, you know, or have someone else go get it and bring it back. You know, and that's just going to... Then all of a sudden it'll be like, oh, they forgot to put the hardener on the truck. I got to send someone over here. I got to spend 2 hours with someone, you know, so it's just not worth it. I say I'll take a ride. I'll go get that.
All right, guys, I got a sign. 73 American Day, W3 Civic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let me get this straight, Kramer. Rather than tell your apprentice who didn't load the truck correctly, that it's his responsibility to go back and get the hardener, you're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess that's the thought. I could have told him to do that. But you know what? This poor kid, he's married. You know, he's just buying a house. He's only making apprentice salary. I don't want him to drive all the way out there. I'll just go grab it. I'm up early anyway. So, this isn't really affecting much of anything. So I'll just go grab the stuff and that's it. I hope it's actually there. You know, when I asked him, he said I didn't even see it. So now, you know, I'm hoping they sent it up to Bondo. Maybe they didn't.
More drama?
Yeah, lots more drama. You missed the trailer story, though. That was hilarious.
You know, I should, if the trailer is still on the side of the road tonight when I come home, I'm going to get my wife's phone and go take a picture and send it to you, because you would not believe how much that when I stopped, the asphalt actually caught on fire where the metal was touching the ground. So I pulled forward, like, I dragged another 20 feet forward, and it caught on fire again. So then I dragged another 20 feet forward to get away from that burning asphalt. I didn't want to burn up the fence. It was pretty funny. But I have to show you how badly that metal got worn out. I didn't think it would happen in three little exits.
Good boys.
Hey, of all the drama stories that I may have, Steve has won. And it just took the cake from every other story that was out there. And you have to admit that.
Flames were shooting out of your trailer.
To make a long story short, I got a flat. And I had people working at the house, and it was overloaded with fence sections. 52 of them. So, when they got a flat, I said, I'm just only three exits from home. I'm just going. I didn't have a spare. I'm just going. And I just, you know, kept dragging it. And by the time I got off my exit, it was really leaning. And I chose to stop and look. And it actually, the trailer frame was on the ground. The leaf springs were gone. And the inch and a quarter, actually, solid axle, looked like somebody cut it off on a 45. And that's how worn out. It wore out. All that was left was 1 foot of the axle from the other wheel sitting there and wedged into the ground. I couldn't believe how much it wore out. So the people that were driving behind you that were getting hit with leaf spring parts and other things and the sparks and debris that was coming off your trailer, you're not responsible for any of the damage you caused their vehicles? I didn't go. I wasn't doing 50 in the middle lane with this thing. I went onto the shoulder. And I drove slow. I didn't just say I'm going to go 50. I drove slow. I drove like 10 miles an hour on the actual shoulder where, like, you know, you have that bump area there, the speed bump warning, whatever you call that little cutout, the grooves there to wake you up. I was on the other side of that, so the wheel was almost in the grass, and I was going slow. And amazingly enough, I drove back that same path, you know, with my car three times after that, you know, getting other stuff I needed. And I never saw any parts. I see a black line on the side of the road. I didn't see anything. I'm looking, I figured I'd see a rim, a part of an axle, something. Nothing. I saw nothing. You're saying that your trailer just vaporized. I think that the metal, it just got hot and it was just melting off. I think it just got ground off from the road, like hitting it with a grinding wheel. Did you spit your coffee all over your dashboard?
Oh, but which trailer are we talking about? You have a utility trailer too, I take it?
Oh, it's definitely not the boat trailer. Utility trailer. I wouldn't have done that to the boat trailer. But, you know, we've all driven on flats. I never had anything happen like that. I mean, I've had, I was working in, when I was an apprentice, I had an El Camino. And I was working in, at the train station by near Green Acres Mall. That's pretty far, and I lived in Dix Hills at the time. I got a flat in the front on Southern State Parkway. As soon as I hit it, and I think I hit it at Peninsula, that stupid thing, I drove it all the way to Dix Hills with a flat. And, I mean, I made it. The rim got all bent up and squared off and everything, but I made it home. I did what I had to do. I got home. But I never saw anything happen like this.
Fire and then you would have been
towing a flaming trailer or a flaming sled.
Then I would have been getting close to Steve's story.
Yes.
I know you got your boat running and you did have a weekend on it.
There's something with the tire first.
No, the most I ever drove on a flat was enough to get over to the side of the road. Even when my son broke the axle on the boat trailer that time, he was smart enough not to drive so that I could come out there, patch it, and get it back to the house.
No, but this is something I really didn't care about. I didn't care about the trailer. It was on its last leg anyway.
You would put 52 sections of wood fence on a Little Harbor Freight utility trailer.
I beefed it up, but yep.
How tall was this pile of fence? Was it taller? How much taller than your truck was it?
It wasn't that tall. The way they stack it, it was probably about the height of my head from the trailer, maybe a little taller. It wasn't that tall. It was every 17 of it came in bundles of 17, and every 17 was only like maybe 18. It could have been 6 foot at best. At best, it was 6 foot tall.
It was a 6 foot tall block of solid wood, because the way that they pack them, they eliminate a lot of air space.
It was definitely overloaded. There's no doubt about that. But like I said, that trailer was on its way out. I'm not saying it's a Harbor Freight, but it's very similar to those Harbor Freight trailers.
Steve, are you just shaking your head like I am?
I got whiplash from shaking it.
I don't think I could suck any more air in between my teeth.
And I don't understand how you compare to my story. You think I tried to blow myself up?
You would think, Kramer, from your description, that Steve purposely did what he did, knowing that he was going to catch fire. You willfully ground this trailer down to a nub.
Oh, yeah, but I thought I'd make it home. Yeah, but I didn't care about the trailer. And I didn't think it would grind down that much. It really ground down to nothing.
Right, I had enough about this. So long as you're okay.
I'm good. I'm good. Just working too much around the house. It's getting me nuts.
You need to spend some time out on your boat.
It's just about there. Getting it ready. It does have a slight mildew smell inside. That shouldn't really happen. I mean, the boat, I don't know. I gotta see what's in there that made that mildew smell. It might be I left the little ski tubes and stuff like that under the cover, so it could be from that.
Maybe there's a dead animal in there.
Maybe you could drag it until the snow goes away on the parkway.
Put it on the trailer. Just hook up to the eye in the front of the boat and drag it on the expressway.
It's going to sing.
Probably work fine.
Rendezvous, but I don't know if I want to rendezvous with that guy. Could be problems.
All I got to say is going to have a couple of things handy if we decide to, like, all rack up someplace together. One of which is going to be a hatchet to cut the lines to get his boat away from yours as fast as possible. The other thing is probably, I'd say, first aid kits and fire extinguishers.
Definitely a hatchet to cut the boat away as fast as possible is what I would suggest.
Definitely a couple of 30-pound extinguishers.
I've got a 80-pound Halon extinguisher. I may have to bring that. It's bigger than my frickin' boat, but I'm going to save my boat.
Oh, I just think I cut the line and push my burning one away. And just sit back and watch it. Crack open another beer.
the fire will go out.
Sad about that commentary, Kramer, is that's exactly how you would think.
No, I'm actually pretty serious on the water. I don't like the water. I get scared of the water. I'm not one of those people who can go out in the ocean. And, you know, I remember we went out in the ocean, and my friends all jumped off and were swimming around the boat. That's not me. I'm not one to do that. I don't like that. I'll do it in the bay. I don't like it out in the ocean.
This boat's on its last legs. I'll just sit here and watch it burn down to a waterline.
That's right. You know, the fire only burns as far as the waterline.
Yeah, see?
Seriously, now that we're, hopefully he'll be on the way, even if you have a mildew smell and we'll rendezvous somewhere, have a couple laughs, but better bring all that equipment that you mentioned.
I tell you, you know what's nice? I like Ocean Beach. I don't know if I'm sure you guys went there, but I like that place.
Ready? I'm ready for an Ocean Beach rendezvous.
And I want to try what you said, Rich, with the props. I didn't realize that four-blade props were basically just for pulling and not really for launching. So that might be a big problem with the boat. You know, that could be why I had trouble planing off.
I said four-blade props are for towing, for like pulling, like tugboats kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have to switch them out. So, I will get them. And they were Michigan props is what I think was on there. Cheapy little things.
I'm going to try swapping the stainless prop off of the 90 that's sitting in the backyard onto my engine, because I got to pull that prop anyway, repaint it, and see if I get that one little dent out of it that I put into it on Saturday.
You gotta tell us how the bay was. You know, did you notice more sandbars and stuff like that?
Was running around through the channel south of Belmore Bay. There's a lot of skinny little channels. I was ripping up and down through there, and I was watching the depth gauge, and it was screaming a lot of times because it was also low tide when I went out. But even so, there's always plenty of water. That boat only needs about maybe 2 foot of water to run, so it's pretty forgiving. But I still managed to skirt the edge of one channel. I forgot. I think it was up near marker 27, buoy 27, and I actually ran it aground, hard. Hard. I had to pick the outboard up, and I had to jump in the water, and the water only came up to my shins, and I push it back out into the deeper part of the channel.
So we had the first hit bottom routine. All right, hold on, I gotta grab that stuff. I'll be right back.
Hey, well, hey, it happens, but it's all mucky over there. It's like slimy muck. So as long as you don't hit a rock, you're fine.
Yeah, that's one thing I haven't done since I've been up on the north end. I haven't run aground, at least, you know, not intentionally. I beached the boat a few times to let the dog run around and stuff. Well, we have rocks instead, and I don't know what you would want to hit more if you had a chance. I'd say sandbar. You get a better chance of not messing stuff up.
Hang on, underneath the BQE right now. My signal should be picking up. Absolutely, when I was up on the North Shore, you did not want to run aground or anything up there because you'd take out your underwater gear. Because it's all rocks. It's all rocks. At least down on the South Shore, you know, you got slime, you got mud, you got sand. So, you know, if you got an aluminum prop,
you'll put a dent in it, you'll put a dent in it, you might even take a little chunk out of it. If you got a stainless prop, you know, maybe you'll spin the hub, but you're not gonna turn around and do major underwater damage like you can up on the North Shore.
No, I've seen boats, I've seen big boats, big cruisers, and people don't know what the hell they're doing, weekend warriors. But, like I said, I've brought the boat in, beached it for, let the dog do its thing, and, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway. I didn't go out yesterday. It's a real blog, so I really wanted to. High tide was at 11:43 up by me. It was beautiful out. I wanted to go in the morning and then come back in about 1 o'clock and do all my chores, but I just had too much things to do because I messed around with the boat all day Saturday. So, the other times.
Absolutely, N2PP and Mobile. Absolutely, yesterday I was jonesing to go out yesterday also, but wound up, you know, I had to cut the grass in the backyard because I hadn't cut the grass in the backyard, and I did that at like 9 o'clock in the morning. I was all done with that. Then I started, because I had to do the brakes on the Avenger, so I wound up starting to do the brakes. I was done with the brakes, I guess, around by the time I made 3 trips to the auto parts store. That was done just a little bit after 12. And then I wanted to tinker around with some of the stuff on the boat that needed to be done. When I got stuck and ran aground, I pulled the anchor out because I thought I was going to just toss the anchor and pull myself into the deeper part of the channel, and when I pulled the anchor out from underneath the front cockpit, it grabbed the antenna wire from the stereo, and it broke it, so I wanted to replace that, you know, tie wrap some stuff back up a little bit better so that it didn't happen again, and the tubes that I made for the fiberglass rods, one of them came loose, so I was playing with those also.
Did you notice any people out there getting beached, you know, in the sandbars and stuff, other than that one that you experimented with?
Sure, plenty of people were rubbing bottom because the channels definitely got a little narrower and there were definitely some shallow spots. But then again, I was also out during low tide, which is when you really want to know where everything is. So I was, because this is the area where my son likes to go tubing and water skiing and stuff like that. So I wanted to get a good gander at the area, see if there were any new hazards or anything that needed to be noted.
Yeah, I heard it's really bad by me. So I'm going to have to get out there and see what it's like.
I'm wondering how it is over there going out from Captree to go across. By the lighthouse and stuff. I wonder how much of that stuff got all shoaled up.
I'm wondering that myself, like Snake Hill Channel over there by Sexton or whatever they call that little island. I'm wondering, I don't even know if you'll get through that thing anymore.
Yeah, the Amityville Cut might be all screwed up now too.
That was a small enough cut to begin with. Steve, do you ever go on the, South Shore with your boat?
South Shore. But no. I had a smaller boat for almost 15 years down there, so I'm familiar with the areas that you're talking about.
I find a parking spot. Be back in a minute. And sleep in.
When I lived in one, I had a slip. And I had a slip for like 12 years. So I'm familiar with it. Familiar with the Amity Cod, Mespequa Cove, we used to water ski in there, and, you know, the areas where Richie ran aground. I know all those spots. I knew there'd be some showing. But if you go out of low tide, it's all your obstructions and changes. You know, you just can't be zipping around.
on the east side of it. And when you're going from the bay side, like you could go around the back way to Captree, kind of like that. It's that those, there's a little island. There used to be a mobile gas station. It's past all that. It's those little islands, you know, those ones we're talking about? Like if you came, like I said, if you were on the east side of Robert Moses and you came around the back way and then headed back west to get to Captree, you'd have to go past that island.
Yeah, it's been a few years, but I think I know what you're talking about. I remember the station.
Yeah, I remember being there a couple of times, having some lunch and getting fuel and hanging out.
That's my favorite area to boat, over there where you guys are talking. I mean, out by me is okay, but I don't know the water yet. And, you know, with a little boat, it wouldn't be bad. But with a bigger boat, I mean, if you get stuck on a sandbar, you're going to be sitting there a while.
I mean, I was content. I would have just, you know, sat there, thrown the anchor out, and just hung out. I had beers. I had tunes. I was perfectly happy. As a matter of fact, I wound up probably one of the reasons why I ran aground was because I had a couple of cocktails while I was tooling around through the back bays.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, now you guys are getting me all itchy to get the boat out.
Oh, there's a cream for that itch, you know.
Yeah, it's called a day off in the water.
Absolutely, absolutely. This coming weekend should be a good weekend, because it's before my son gets in. So, Stevie, if everything's good, you want to drag it down to Captree, and we'll go for a run out of Captree.
I gotta see what's going on, but I might do it.
All right, we'll have to see who we can get for crew.
Well, interestingly enough, Babs wanted to go out yesterday, but I just couldn't. Like I said, I didn't have the time. So we'll get Babs out there with a couple of hot peoples.
Alright, if that's the case, then I'll come alone and I'll share the load.
I don't understand. How can there be no parking on a Monday? Go to work, everybody.
Yeah, it does seem rather trafficy, too.
Traffic wasn't bad, but the parking over here by me is horrendous. I don't know where all these people came from. There's like another 10 or 15 cars.
I think that Hampton Bay Classic, or whatever they call that thing, Hampton's Classic for the horses, was this weekend. Maybe that might be some of the overflow from it.
Over in Williamsburg?
No, but, you know, people may come down to see this thing and then visit their friends, you know, stay with their friends who live out that way. You never know. I don't know. I know there was a lot of traffic by my house. Holy cow. It was crazy over the weekend.
Kramer, keep dragging your trailer around with no wheels on it.
The Hampton Classic is at the end of the summer.
I don't know. There was someone at the gas station talking about it. They said, all these cars are from the Hampton Classic this weekend. So I didn't look into it, but that's what he said. And there were a lot. I mean, you couldn't get the gas station by my house. Forget it. It was just lines like Hurricane Sandy.
Gotta go, guys. Have a good one. JB2NQN Mobile Show.
I'm going to head over to the shanty also. I'll speak to you guys later. Be good, Kramer. Get the boat running. And sleep in.
Take care. And to Alpha Sierra Sierra, I'll be clear.
There he is. Oh, traffic. It's going to be a hot day on summer day. There you go. That's what's going on. 10-4. Oh, I'm tired still. Had a good time Saturday. How'd you guys do a cleanup yesterday? Quick and easy? Well, it was quick and easy for me because I wasn't there. I see I'm coming in on the west. I'm only in, I'm east of 111. Gonna get on to 347 here, but it sounds good, so maybe we'll stay here. Sounds fine on my end. Definitely sounds fine on my end. What the hell? I hate these steering wheel buttons. Got the buttons on my steering wheel, so sometimes when you make a single-handed turn, and you know, spin the wheel, and you wind up waiting on the button, and it turns the volume up. Yeah, I didn't go back. It wasn't there yesterday either. I went there Saturday morning, helped set up, and then I think it was still there Saturday night. I came back Saturday night and hung out for a while. I think you were there. Back to you, Lou.
The function of the way the cables
said it would be quicker next time because I guess they placed the clamps in the positions they belong. That's the first time he had it together, I believe. Fully together like that. But, yeah, it's just really bad up on that tower. Looks different, you know. NY2H mobile. Jump out for a minute and grab my coffee here. Go right out. KD2BH. Mobile clear. KD2BH.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Zombie Mobile, Richmond Hill, listening.
K6DPZ, this is WA2USJ. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How's everything?
Okay, not too bad. I'll give you a landline when you get...
Okay, you can call me on a cell phone, Joe. I'm in a car at the moment. You call me on a cell phone because I want to tell you about something, too.
Yeah, I was going to give you a call when you got into the diner, when you're having your breakfast, right? You going to have breakfast?
Yeah, I'm just going to get a paper and going to have my breakfast and sit down and cool my heels. I'm really ticked off about something. Very ticked off.
Okay, I'll give you a buzz in a few minutes when you're destined. And I just found something that was interesting on one of my projects, and I'll run it by you.
Yeah, no problem, Joe. I'm just getting the paper. I should be there within about 10 minutes maximum.
Okay, I'll talk to you then. K6DPZ, WA2USJ, clear.
WA2USJ, K6DPZ.
K6DPZ and Picture XI, good morning. How are you? I understand you're a little perturbed or more.
Just a little perturbed. It's not worth discussing over the air. It's not worth really discussing. What's happening, Bob? Everything good? You have a good weekend? That's most important.
Yeah, I didn't make it to field day, but I got the back lawn done. We got out to the ice cream parlor and, good stuff with the children. And, one daughter had a wonderful day. I could play date all day, and I, ballet. A friend's sister was in the recital, and we had the music recital on Saturday. It's all the kids perform, and it's at a restaurant, so they have a nice lunch. So we ate good. So if you want to send me an email about what you're perturbed about, I can listen if you want to vent. And I don't know anybody involved, that's fine. Yeah.
That's all right. It's nothing to do with ham radio. Let me grab a paper, Bob, and hold on one sec. Be right back. K6DPZ.
To QXI.
K6DPZ is still on the way to work.
My house was hard to drag myself out. Have days like that.
I know what you mean. I'll tell you, the weather is really warm. That's one thing for sure. And it was a beautiful day yesterday. I was very surprised.
Get out and up?
Let's just say I got out very early, and I was supposed to get up, but circumstances did not allow it.
Good. Did you get over the field day?
Yeah, I paid my respects at field day. I dropped by, saw the people there. They're busily engaged in making lots of contacts. I wasn't there too long because I had an appointment with my wife for the afternoon. I tried to cover all bases. I was at the airfield at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. I was at the field day site around near noontime, and I was home by about 12:30, 1 o'clock to do things with the XYL.
That was you all over. We talked about copying machines of ourselves, and then we'd both be busy. Both copies would be busy. Last year. I went out to my uncle's house in Ohio one time, and they were running all day long. I figured they needed about 2 extra hours in the clock just to get everything done. It was just to see them going. That weekend, my uncle and I ended up at South Bend, Indiana for Notre Dame at home game. Joe Montana was the quarterback of Notre Dame at that time. That's how long ago that was.
Sounds like you had yourself a good time. Sounds good. I think with the summer now, there should be a chance for some decent weekends. And I'm looking forward to it because I like to do quite a few things. And as long as my wife has the time, and I have the time, I'm going to fulfill those different things to do. Just pull the monster in here a minute. It's a little car, but still, to get into some of these spots, you're going to really watch closely. Go ahead, take it up out to your final, and then we're going to go in and read the rag and have a little breakfast.
Yeah, always a pleasure, and I can listen if you want to talk and vent. Anytime. Great. You have a great day, and thank you very much. And we'll be listening for you. And to QXI.
To QXI, K6D to sequence.